And I believe the industry that could suffer most if Brexit is not resolved in some way is agriculture. And we have a 10-point plan, Fianna Fáil has a 10-point plan, to support agriculture, and particularly agriculture in the northwest of Ireland, because in all fairness, that's where the beef is grown, for the, that supplies the beef to all these meat factories. And we are calling on the Minister to immediately commence the process of working towards the introduction of a €200 suckler cow payment, because if farmers don't get that, they're not going to survive in business the way things are at the moment.
Now, you, from being on the ground in the northwest, would know the reality of the last 12 months on a lot of farmers. The prices that they had to pay for winter fodder went through the roof. So as a result, there are a lot of farmers just about hanging on.
Well, look, we believe the government should immediately bring forward a nationally financed hardship fund to help farmers who have been severely impacted by the fodder crisis, plus the escalating cost, falling cattle prices and extreme weather conditions last year and this year. And I think this would provide funding to aid farmers sourcing feed, fodder and deal with mounting input costs. The only real employment we have, and I know we have the major towns and cities and factories and that, but the only way we can support rural Ireland is to keep these farmers in business. And at the moment, quite honestly, we have a situation, meat factories, you know, when you see beef prices falling, and a differential of nearly 90 cents a kilo in beef between England and Ireland. And also the situation in live exports. I think it's paramount that all avenues are used to increase live exports to ensure this is a fair price for cattle.